do it.
Good afternoon. It is Matt Sky Watcher with WildCountry.fm. It is Friday, so that must mean we are joined by Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Ray, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back, as always. Always look forward to our conversations now that we're already into July.
Yes, yes. And the weather, you know, well, hot as it is, it's not snowing.
That's true. And, you know, in your mind, if you want to cool off, think Halloween's 3 months away. 3 months, although there's been some pretty warm Halloweens lately, too, but not like this.
Not like this. Not like this.
Not here, anyway.
No.
Long ago when I lived in Maryland, where it's always like a swamp, there were Octobers where it would hit 100 degrees.
Oh, so, no, thank you.
Obviously not here.
No, I'll take this any day.
We're going to chat briefly today about, again, something I don't think we've ever discussed, you know, on this segment. And it is something that's vitally important, not only because it's a serious situation, but it's another one of those topics where everybody, for the most part, including you and I, think it's just something that older people, you know, have to worry about. And, of course, you and I are not in that older people category.
No, we're not.
But,
and I'll deny that forever.
We're going to talk about JIA, which, of course, is an acronym for juvenile idiopathic arthritis. But we're just going to shorten all that and just say juvenile arthritis. Okay.
I mean, all right.
Not that the idiopathic is not important, but... In the case of this conversation, it really is not.
Okay.
And it's the most common type of childhood arthritis, meaning there are many others. So childhood arthritis is not uncommon, is the first point to get across here. So, you know, if your child is having issues, don't be afraid to think along these paths and get in touch with your pediatrician and, you know, have the conversation, have the professional look at it, right? And as I always say... Look, we love it if you're using one of our Community Health Center of the North Country providers across Franklin and St. Lawrence counties. But if you're not, fine, just make sure you discuss it with, you know, whoever your pediatrician may be.
Mm-hmm.
The signs and symptoms, the other thing, and a lot of people don't really know this, and honestly, I didn't really know it at all until relatively recently, that arthritis in general is an autoimmune condition.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, your immune system is literally attacking your otherwise healthy joints.
Oh, wow.
That's really what our arthritis is. It's an autoimmune disease. The signs and symptoms, look, they're not any different than what you would anticipate, and they're really not any different than what, you know, older people who, again, we generally think of having more issues with arthritis, get as well. You know, the joint stiffness, especially right after you wake up in the morning. It is not just normal. I mean, there's something going on there.
Yep.
Obviously, if you're limping, if there's a lot of swelling and warmth, and that's an important thing, the swelling and the warmth, you know, in large joints, your ankle, you know, your knee, for example, definitely a sign of the arthritis. And systemic conditions, you know, unexplained fatigue, high fevers, even unusual. Why is the skin rash appearing?
Oh.
And you're like, what does the skin rash have to do with arthritis? Well, it can. The point is there's many things that can be an indication. And if everything else is getting ruled out, again, just make sure this potentially comes up in the conversation as, hey, have we thought about juvenile arthritis? And although, let's face it, if you know, once we get older, same for us. If we can't figure out what's wrong, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
There's no single test for this, unfortunately. You know, diagnosis pretty much relies on a really good look at your medical history, or in this case, obviously, your kid's medical history, physical exams, and again, ruling out other conditions, because if you didn't notice what I mentioned, those symptoms are almost an exact replica of the symptoms for Lyme disease.
Oh, boy.
Which we know is not unusual at all. In fact, I just a week and a half ago, was once again bitten by a tick. Literally pulled it out of my forehead after mowing the lawn.
Oh, my gosh.
It's probably more information than you needed. But
it's all good. Hey.
Yeah.
We're here to learn.
So I went and got the pills, and everything seems fine. But I think it's like the third time I've been bit.
Wow.
It's getting out of control with that stuff. But anyway, those symptoms are exactly the same, you know, there. But, you know, if things get ruled out one after the other, mm-hmm. including Lyme disease, again, maybe it is the juvenile, you know, arthritis.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, it's like you get a specialist, really, you know, like you would anticipate, a pediatric rheumatologist. They're the primary person, the primary doctor who's responsible for managing, you know, these juvenile arthritis situations. You know, they'll usually, you know, schedule some ultrasounds, x-rays, mm-hmm. everything else they would expect, you know, of the joints that are inflamed, and go from there. There's something else interesting, though, with this, that juvenile arthritis raises the risk of eye inflammation as well, which, of course, can cause vision damage.
Yeah.
So something else not only to look about, but, of course, be concerned about, you know, as well. So this is another opportunity to once again, I know this is why you dislike me coming on the show, folks, but get those annual visits,
mm-hmm.
not only with the pediatrician, but with a dentist, with an eye care specialist. And I know it's not easy, especially in our rural areas, to get those appointments, but keep at it.
Oh, so necessary. Oh, so
Hit
necessary.
It. Be the squeaky wheel, and eventually you'll get in there. Now, there's many treatments for this. It's not like it's untreatable, and it could be something simple like, you know, everyday pain relievers, you know, Tylenols and NSAIDs and all that stuff. And then, of course, it goes off from there. There's steroids they can give you and all sorts of other, you know, biologics that doctors can get involved in for treating this, depending on how, you know, bad it is. The positive thing to this, you know, when it comes to management of this and lifestyle, it doesn't mean that you know, completely debilitated and your kid can't leave the house. In fact, quite the opposite. Stay active. Regular physical activity and occupational therapy will preserve and help, you know, your joints, you know, heal, let's say, and retain their strength is probably the better way to put it, really. There's a lot of accommodations that, you know, your local school districts can do if it gets to that stage and so forth. And other simple things, you know, warm showers. I mean, things we normally do to loosen up stiff joints, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a quick rundown through obviously a very lengthy disease that's mm-hmm. out there, again, an autoimmune disease called juvenile idiopathic arthritis. But again, the idiopathic, don't worry about that. It's just juvenile arthritis.
Yep.
And there's many other places out there to get, you know, more information on this. But as we always say on this show in regards to so many things, just don't be afraid to open up and have that conversation, in this case, with your child's pediatrician about mm-hmm. what's going on, and keep an open mind, and make sure your pediatrician keeps an open mind. You know, they're human, too, and that everything is looked at as a possibility, so the best, you know, management can take place, and your kid can lead, you know, a relatively normal life.
He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country, joining us for Wild Country Connects. Ray, again, very enlightening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, as always.